Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Wednesday, May 24. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, media chose to leave Dominica's parliament on Tuesday, May 23 because they were not invited. The Wood Islands Airline Pilots Association, LIALPA, says its relationship with LIAT is at an all-time low. And Israeli ambassador to the U.S. clutches his head as Trump appeared to imply Israel was not in the Middle East. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and the Fast Cash.
Celebrating mom can never be one day only. That's why Quartz is giving you up to 50% off selected items across the store. Plus, pay nothing for 60 days. Offer valid till May 31st. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details. She's too momvelous to celebrate for just one day. So, get her something with up to 50% off selected items across the store. Quartz, bringing value home.
You don't have money, but you want to score.
You can't wait till month end to draw.
You have a little money, but you want more.
You need a loan, what you waiting for?
But I need to buy a weed for my head.
I use the money there to buy some bread.
I don't want food, I want the money instead.
Looks like you want to run me dread.
Faster, smarter, and better.
Go buy Fast Cash and get a loan.
Your man don't give you money, not to sweat, now.
Fast Cash right there to help you.
Visit our Rosa or Portsmouth locations or contact us at 448-3278.
Go by Fast Cash. Members of the media were told to leave Dominica's parliament because they were not invited to attend the third meeting of the second session of the ninth parliament on Tuesday, May 23, 2017. They were told that only the Government Information Service, GIS, was allowed to stay in the parliament. Some media personnel are of the view that the excuse given for keeping them out of the parliament was completely unacceptable and are questioning the rationale and justification for the decision to have only the Government Information Service in the parliament to cover the proceedings in a supposedly democratic country. Members who showed their media IDs and were denied access were outraged. They were advised to take information from broadcasts on television and radio. Live coverage of parliament is taking place exclusively on GIS Channel 7, on Marpin and Digicel Play, and can also be heard live solely on DBS Radio and viewed via live stream on GIS YouTube. Meantime, member of the Associated Press, Kalal John Baptist, says he witnessed the ousting of the Dominica Press from the third meeting of the second session of the ninth parliament of Dominica, which took place on May 23. John Baptist said he saw the press go into the parliament and almost immediately thereafter saw the various press personnel escorted out of the premises by armed officers and told they were not invited. John Baptist says he is scheduled to have an interview with a top regional news agency and another interview with an international news agency on the treatment of the press in Dominica yesterday.
I also received a call from Antigua. I will be on with Antigua today discussing that matter. I also received a call internationally. I have received many, many calls as it relates to, one, the press being denied access to the Dominica Parliament. In fact, well, for them it was not important, but for me it was. That was the story. They went inside Parliament. They were told that they were not invited and they were put out of the Dominica Parliament, and I was here. You know, for 15 years, I have not had access, bringing an umbrella to the Dominica Parliament that I had in my possession. And although many people, even parliamentarians, said to the speaker, Mr. John Baptist only had an umbrella. He only has an umbrella in his possession. But she insisted that I should be put outside, and I have denied access. In fact, only yesterday, the many press corps from across the world called me. They thought that that matter was resolved. And so that too will be placed on the agenda.
Rosa Central MP Joseph Isaac is urging Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit to withdraw legislation which seeks to make amendments to the electoral laws. On Tuesday, a number of persons came to the vicinity of the Parliament building to voice their concerns over a bill to amend the House of Assembly Elections Act. Isaac, speaking ahead of Parliament this morning, said the law will affect everyone and government should allow widespread public debate and consultation on the matter.
He should withdraw the legislation, put it in the form of a white paper, discuss with people, and also the opposition submitted their proposal to the Electoral Commission. He should meet with the opposition, he and the Attorney General, and discuss the whole matter first. That's what true leaders do, Matt. You are not a leader to force things people through. and to be doing things in a dictatorial way. So my advice would be to withdraw the matter on the other paper in Parliament and bring in the opposition, discuss their proposal, see how you can incorporate their proposal, see what that really creating the problem in the society now in terms of the protest, and withdraw that section, especially the section that deals with bringing down overseas voters, and in the other bill, the section that deals with trying to get registration overseas. You understand? These are two of the major areas and the treating aspect. You cannot say that treating was wrong before, but now you want to make it right. In other words, it was illegal before, now you want to make it legal. So something is wrong with that, the whole principle.
Protesters gathered outside of the Parliament building on High Street on Tuesday, May 23, and chanted "Scarred must go" as the third meeting of the second session of the Ninth Parliament got underway. The Dominica police force cordoned off the entrance to the Parliament, both on High Street and Victoria Street. Members of the riot squad, a special services unit, and other police officers were deployed in full riot gear outside Parliament to contain the area. At one point, warning shots were fired by police as the crowd approached a barricade. The protesters were voicing their concern about a few bills being tabled in Parliament, and especially a bill to amend the Registration of Electors Act 2017. Some said they are protesting a bill that would reduce Dominicans to begging. Others said they are not beggars. They are strong, proud, and resilient, but one of the bills would cause the people to sit at government ministers' doorsteps and beg for everything they need. Some say they want to work for their living because they're used to working and will lose their dignity if they have to resort to begging. The protesters alleged that the bill to amend Dominica's electoral laws is being brought before Parliament so that the government can legalize bribery and treating in efforts to ensure that they win all future elections. More protests are expected to continue to take place today outside of the Parliament. Dominican surgeon and executive member of the Dominica Freedom Party, Dr. Sam Christian, is calling on all Dominicans to unite and prevent the DLP's proposed legislation seeking to amend the electoral laws, which have the potential to legalize bribery and treating in general elections. He says stopping this bill is now a priority as it threatens the existence of democracy in Dominica. Christian also expressed disappointment at the third meeting of the second session of the Ninth Parliament under the Commonwealth of Dominica Constitution, which commenced at the House of Assembly yesterday, May 23. A member of Parliament on the government side was allegedly in possession of a firearm in the House of Assembly. Dr. Christian also expressed his disappointment in the members of Parliament who demonstrated a high level of disrespect toward each other. He described that situation as unfortunate.
Stunning events in and around Parliament yesterday is further indication of the breakdown of decorum and leadership on this blessed Nature Isle. That behavior of parliamentarians is unprecedented in the civilized world of democratic nations. Absolutely unheard of. Citizens of Dominica, please take note that this bill in question is designed to make legal conduct widely accepted in the democratic world as corrupt and dictatorial. It is a bold-faced effort to squash any chance for free and fair elections. Now is the time for Dominicans of faith to stand up and declare that enough is enough. The Dominica Freedom Party calls on the Christian community. We call on the Association of Industry and Commerce. We call on the professionals, our lawyers and doctors. We call on our teachers and police. We call on our public servants. We call on our farmers and fisherfolk. We call on our mothers and fathers, our sons and daughters, all students and youth. Stand up now and make your voices be heard. Listen, Dominica is at the crossroads. We deserve better. This bill must immediately be dropped. Let us meet like civilized people and dialogue about this. Let us get wise counsel before it is too late. Let us do the right thing for Dominica. Let us stop all the chaos and confusion. Stop all the abuse and advantage. Let us stop the vindictiveness and oppression that we now take for granted in Dominica.
House Speaker Alex Boyd-Knights lifted a ruling she made at the last sitting of Parliament, which barred opposition leader from participating in parliamentary debates unless he, Lennox Linton, had issued an apology to her. She made the ruling in October of 2016 when Linton was accused of imputing improper motives during a debate of the supplementary estimates and demanded that he apologized, but he refused. When Parliament convened on Tuesday, May 23, Linton asked whether the ruling still had effect in the current sitting and stated that the rules did not allow the Speaker to continue punishing him. Following a lengthy discussion in the House, the Speaker said she would make a ruling after lunch. In her ruling at the beginning of the afternoon session, Boyd-Knights said after reviewing the entire matter, she decided to take a different approach. She said her decision was guided by the fact that the member from Rosa Central had asked her to rethink her position, and because the members were taking on her suggestion to read the rules. She added that since Linton is now reading the rules, she hopes he is understanding them and that he will have a greater appreciation for the repercussions when he does things outside of those rules. The Speaker said she was therefore withdrawing her earlier ruling, but she had a clear message to parliamentarians that repetition of any name-calling of the Speaker or anybody in the chamber, any such rule is breached, the entire Standing Order 50 will be brought to bear. And the Royal Bank of Canada has chosen not to maintain a government account for the Citizenship by Investment Program as of February 28, 2017. This was disclosed by Finance Minister Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett during Tuesday's sitting of Parliament. The Prime Minister also reveals that the bank did not state a specific reason for not being able to maintain that account.
The Royal Bank of Canada chose not to maintain a government account for the CBI as at February 28, 2017. Two, the Royal Bank of Canada did not state a specific reason for not being able to maintain the account. The balance of funds as at 20th February 2017 was easy, $258,067.74. And the funds have been lodged at the National Bank of Dominica.
Mr. Skerrett also stated that close to $400 million has been deposited into government bank accounts from July 2016 to March 2017.
Regards to months and amounts deposited, July, $52,112,439.18. August, $72,370,901.93. September, $59,383,582.00. October, $55,209,745.43. November, $50,154,211.56. December, $30,027,970.40. January, $26,123,514.93. February, $19,568,349.39. March, $31,925,603.03. For a total of $396,876,317.85.
In other news, according to a statement issued on Monday by the Leeward Islands Airline Pilots Association, LIALPA, its relationship with the airline is currently strained and has deteriorated to an all-time low, and the pilots have given management a June 1st deadline to avoid further escalation. Since late 2012, the association said it had engaged LIAT in negotiations for a new salary structure for its ATR 72 aircraft not covered under the current memorandum of agreement and general salary increases. After years of stalling and legal maneuvering by LIAT, including the airline filing legal action in both the high and industrial courts, the association, in what it described as a spirit of fostering and maintaining a good relationship with the airline, accepted the company's salary package offer in January of 2017. And the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. was left clutching his head in what appeared to be both amusement and despair during Donald Trump's appearance in Israel on Monday. Trump was in a bilateral meeting with the President Reuven Rivlin of Israel during his his ongoing diplomacy tour when he implied that the country was not, in fact, in the Middle East. That left Ambassador Ron Dermer, who was spectating from the sidelines, throwing his hand up to his face, and the whole thing was caught on film. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Media told to leave Dominica's parliament on Tuesday, May 23, 2017 because they were not invited. Leeward Islands Airline Pilots Association Lialper says its relationship with Liat is at an all-time low. And Israeli ambassador to the U.S. clutches his head as Trump appeared to imply Israel was not in the Middle East. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. My name is Kimberly Benjamin.